Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And thank you for joining us again. This is Dollars and Cents, and this is Terry Wilson. And I have been real hesitant whether to even publish this podcast. They say sometimes you should keep your mouth shut when you're a little angry, a little frustrated, a little irritated. And I've got to admit, after reading a memo today that was sent from Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius to several of the insurance commissioners in the state, and then trickling down to the insurance companies and to the brokers such as I can tell you I am hot under the collar, and you should be too, and let me tell you why. Do you remember when Obama said this?
The 8 to 9 million people that you refer to that might have to change their coverage, keep in mind out of the 300 million Americans that we're talking about, would be folks who the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimates would find the deal in the exchange better, would be a better deal. So they would change coverage because they've got more choice and competition. Would be a better deal because they've got more choice and competition. Would be a better deal because they've got more choice and competition.
More choice and more competition. That was what we were sold. That was what we were told. Remember the lie of the year? I believe one publication put that if you like your plan, you can keep it. Well, then they walked that back saying, well, it wasn't our fault that insurance companies sort of backed away and did away with the plans you had. Well, come to find out, the reason they did that is because the new regulation said you can't be on the exchange offering health insurance plans and on the side on the private exchanges offering other plans. Now, what does all this mean? Obama, the administration, the government wants you to have health insurance that looks the same. Whether your needs meet that criteria or not is irrelevant. They want you to have what they call minimum essential benefits, which is fine if you want to buy it, if you need it, or you just like it. It doesn't matter. If that's what you want, then by all means, I sell it, the government sells it, man, go out and get as much of it as you want. But for the lion's share of people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, hardworking, self-employed, self-made people that have to get up every day and work for every penny they got. They don't have Uncle Sam sending them anything. They're not living off anybody else. They're not worried about the benevolence of other people for their own welfare, but they do what they've got to do to provide for their own people, their own family. For those individuals that are typical entrepreneurs, lawyers, doctors, retirement brokers and insurance brokers and real estate agents and pastors and small business people and contractors and people that the only way they're going to eat tomorrow is what they produce today. Those people typically have to go out and buy their own coverage. And as such, they want coverage that they need, want, desire, and can afford. Maybe they're a 57-year-old male and don't care to have maternity. And maybe they don't care that you do. They're not worried about you because you're not in their family. And quite frankly, they just assume you go out and get yours like they've gotten theirs. Well, for those folks, they have been a choice up until then because Obama said, hey, we're going to put our plans on the market and then we're going to add choice. And then if the 8 or 9 million people that, yeah, we're double counting over here because that whole question and answer session was a part of where he was getting sort of caught by a reporter saying, well, you're counting the 8 and 9 million people over here on this one side of the ledger that's already covered. So you can't count it as new enrollees on this side and prop your numbers up. And so he's saying, well, we think that they're making this choice because they're going to want, once they see our deal and compare to what they have, they'll want our deal. We'll be back after this and I'll talk to you more about it.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
So the long of the short of it is this. Early on when this thing was passed, when it was debated, when people, good people, bad people, ugly people on both sides of the aisle, and anyone that's been listening to this radio broadcast and podcast for any time knows, yeah, I have an agenda. Yeah, I'm wanting to sell health insurance. That's number one. Number two, I have an opinion, but I've been very transparent about it, been very open, and also given room for other people to disagree on certain areas that are really not based on facts, but just opinion. I understand that people want people that can't afford health insurance, poorer people, to be able to get health insurance. Great. Not against that. I understand that people that are sick, that want to get health insurance, but because they've had a pre-existing condition, need to be able to get it. Great. Understand that. We can debate about how to do that, but that should be a common goal. It shouldn't even be political. I understand all of these good intention objectives that was initially said, this is why we're doing this, I don't necessarily disagree with. I do, however, disagree with the premise of making someone do something, which that's been held up by the Supreme Court. I'm not one of those that's crying sour milk that's saying, hey, that's the way our constitutional government works. We pass laws. The judges decide whether it's constitutional or not, whether I agree with it or not. Balls and strikes, that's the way the game's played, and I'll play along. But then when a politician gets so disingenuous, when he first came out last year and said, well, hey, I meant when I said that if you like your plan, you can keep it. What I meant was that you could keep it, but I didn't realize that the health insurance companies were going to change these plans. When they start acting like that and then you see what they did today, you know you're playing with people and you're working with people that are disingenuous. Now, I know this sounds political. I know that there's people in our audience that are on the other side of this, and I apologize, but the truth sometimes just needs to be said. Kathleen Sebelius sent out a memo saying that non-compliant plans are no longer going to be able to be sold in the market as of December 31st. What does that mean? That means the only choice you have is what the government says you need to have. That means if you think and I get this all the time. I talk to people down in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, all over the country in the Southeast mostly, which is where I deal mostly with my businesses, contacts. And I'll say, well, here's what we can do for you. If you go into one of our non-compliant comprehensive health plans, here's your rate. And it's always the same reaction. Well, this is half of what my Obamacare plan cost, and I'm getting a subsidy on that. Well, yeah. Well, this doesn't have a deductible. In my Obamacare plan, I have to pay $5,000 out of pocket, and I'm going to have $10,000 maximum out of pocket before the plan pays 100%. Yeah. Well, how is that so? Simple. Number one, we can turn you down with a private health plan. Number two, it has limitations. There's a $1, $2, or $3 million limitation on it. Number three, it doesn't have maternity. Number four, it doesn't have mental health. Because we have engineered the plans that way, we can offer plans at a much lower price. And they say, well, I don't go to the doctor but once a year. I just want something in case I'm in a car accident or, God forbid, I have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, some huge bill. Great. You're the perfect candidate. Or I have this simple issue, this simple health issue, and I need a couple of wellness sickness visits. I might go 10 times a year. Here's this plan over here. That's still 40% less. Exactly. Why? Because because it doesn't have some of those other minimum essential benefits. Be back right
after
this.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans, and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
So what do you do now? How are you to respond when someone says, well, we didn't realize that the insurance companies, and you find out that that was totally disingenuous. Why? Because this recent action. You know, if I sell a product, if you sell a product, if you have goods and services, and the lion's share of the populace say it's too expensive, or it has things in it I don't need, or the customer experience to get it is terrible. If you or I are in that kind of position, we have to change. We have to improve our product. We have to improve our customer experience. We have to find out what does the buying populace want and design and engineer products, goods, and services that fits those desires. Otherwise, we go out of business. No. Not Uncle Sam. No. He's Chicago gangsta style. He's the government. He basically says this: if you don't buy our products, our goods, and services, we'll alleviate your alternatives, so you have to buy it. And that's exactly what has just happened by this memo that was sent out Friday and hit the desk of a lot of the insurance commissioners around the state Monday, and we're just now hearing of it today, which is Tuesday, May the 20th. I'm telling you, if we continue down this road, we are not going to look like the country that we were designed, prayed for, hoped for, and fought for to be. I mean, this is goofy. Listen, I'm all for trying to help the poor. I'm all for getting insurance for people who have pre-existing conditions and helping those. Don't hear this any other way. Don't misconstrue this any other way. But I'm also for anybody that wants to have options, alternatives, choices. I'm advocating people that live in America to have the freedom of choice to choose. You know, I find it ironic and absolutely hypocritical at best, the party that advocates and continues to harp on this thing, this political rhetoric of choice, to somehow forget about the choice of a lion's share of the populace of a country that have made decisions. See, all this is about is more people in the last 6 months or during the enrollment period, the first part of the year when you could enroll, more people that had a choice decided to go through private health insurance companies on private exchanges to get plans that did not look like the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, i.e. the Obamacare plans. Because when they were compared apples to apples, deductible versus lower deductible or no deductible, premium versus premium, coverage versus coverage, doctor versus doctor, when people were allowed to make a choice, they overwhelmingly decided, I want private health insurance. It was put to the test the first part of this year and a decision was made. So how does our government respond? Take choice away. This is Terry Wilson, Dollars and Cents. 90 degrees and freezing out here on
my own. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.